صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته لأوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Have a case we receive it. People call me about case of a man and a woman. They just married each other from almost like 1 year ago. The girl, every time her husband come closer to her, she scream, she cry, and the husband couldn't have her at all for almost like a year. Every time the groom try to touch his wife, he married her, she used to live here in New York, and they moved to California. But the girl left all her family members, and then after that she moved to California with the husband, because he prepared the house there. But for almost like a year, the husband complained. Every time he comes closer to the girl, she screams, she's shouting, and he couldn't have her at all. When the problem starts between the family members, they suggested something to do what? To give her like a drugs to make her sleep. So when they give her the drugs, the girl completely, she slept in order to leave herself for the husband to get his right or to take his right from her. He married her, he gave her the dowry. There is a wali, there is a witnesses, they make a big wedding. But for a year, they couldn't touch her. Then after that, they gave the girl the drugs, she sleep. But the girl after that, the man is still complain, I couldn't get her. And the girl complain, they just call me for this meeting. We have to bring all disease to the community. You are my beloved brothers. And I like to share with you all the time what's happening in a community and how we deal with this kind of cases. The girl, they took her to the doctor, and the doctor examined her and he found her, she's still virgin. Now everybody blaming each other. The husband complained that he cannot take his wife to take his right. And the girl, she complained that I was sleeping and I give myself to him completely and he couldn't do anything. So the girl now complained that the husband also has a problem. He complained that she has a problem and she complained that he has a problem. So what are we doing with these cases? Now the case became very complicated when they try a couple of times between the two family members to work together, to put them together. They have a lot of meeting to make the girl actually to tell her, this is your husband and you accepted him from the beginning, and so and so. But after that, they reach the point is with, I don't want him anymore, I'm scaring from him. And after that, they asked their divorce. The man, he refused. The boy, he refused to divorce her, claiming like, I love my wife, and I need her, and I need to work with her. We don't know who is fault, the husband or the wife, because this is something secret between both of them. But in the end, her family member, they told me that they took her to the doctor, and the doctor examined her and they found her, she's still virgin. This is a disease, this is a case I just like to share it with you. First, my brothers, there is some rules. Before I marry my daughter or I give my daughter to somebody, there is some certain agreement in Islam. First of all, both of them are commanded in the front of Allah to clear themselves in a healthy condition. It is important in Islam. For example, somebody is a diabetic and he has a very high sugar, and he went and he married a girl and he did not tell her anything, because diabetic will affect even the family members, children after him or something like this, or as you know, those who carry very high sugar. Sometimes in the relationship between the husband and wife will be affected, because the sugar killing the man in order to make his duty. So he has to clear it. Somebody, for example, has like a mark in his body, or the girl, she has like a mark or some problem in her body. She must clear it. They came to me before and they told me that the husband, he want to divorce his wife. Why you want to divorce her? He already got her. And he has actually, that's for almost like 4 months, he lived with her. But why he want to divorce her? He discovered that after he married her and she took the hijab, the girl, she has some of the girls, because of the hijab, sometimes they lose hair. And she became a bald in the front. She lost all the hair in the front. And when the husband married her, after he married her, he found her half bald. And the rest of, exactly, she has a hair, but half of her head is bald. So he need to divorce her, claiming that, why you deceived me? Why he did not tell me? I married you because I accepted you to marry you with hijab, and he did not tell me what is the secret, what you have, what's your problem. As you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear brother and sister in Islam, a woman offered herself to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got in privacy with her to actually to treat her as a wife and to give her her rights. So after the woman, she took her clothes off, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wajada shamatun kabira. Shama, it means part of her body completely has like a mark, like a spot. Sometimes, you know, child, children, when they're born, they have like a mark here in the neck or in the body or in singlets. But the woman whom the Prophet ﷺ married her, she has most of her body are marked with a big sign or big mark. So the Prophet ﷺ, he doesn't deal with the woman like a marriage, a real man, because he's looking for desire. Yes, Allah provided him with a lot of wives. You understand? Zainab bint Jahsh was a beautiful woman. Aisha radiallahu anhu, a beautiful woman. But this is everything by the command of Allah. But he wanna bring rule for us here. So after he found the hair like this, without touching her, he told her, go and get your clothes and go to your family member. فَقَدْ دَلَّسْتُمْ عَلَيَّ. What's mean دَلَّسْتُمْ عَلَيَّ? You deceived me. He wanted not because of himself. When I put rule for the Muslim, that the woman before she married the man, because sometimes they actually, the family member, they push her, go and marry, because the girl, when she getting old, nobody will marry her after that. So what happened? They push her and they kept secret with the girl. And the girl, she went and married somebody. And after they saw each other in privacy, the problem is will start. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam issue a law here. Every one of them must clear to each other. If he has a disease, he has to tell her. If she has a disease, she has to tell him. If she has a problem in part of her body, she has to tell him. I have a case. The brother, we don't be embarrassed from our deen. The brother, he told me after, she beautiful, looked very beautiful, the girl, from outside, and she is with niqab, burqa. The girl, she agreed, and she showed herself completely, her face, to the groom, because you have to see, even if the girl with the burqa, in Islam, it's permitted for the girl to take the burqa and to show her face completely to the groom. You're not going to marry somebody and exactly with burqa. You need to see her face, because Zawash is acceptance here. Now, after he made the contract of marriage, and they agreed to give 6 months to build the house. So he has like a relation with her, because contract of marriage, after you write the contract of marriage, is your wife. You have to remember that. Some of the Muslim was idea, you are not allowed actually to touch her before the 6 months until you build the house. But the man in Islam, according to the Sharia, if he made the contract of marriage and not touched her yet physically for certain time, 6 months, 1 year, he still has authorization to be in privacy with her, because that's his wife. For example, he got her in a room, he hugged her, he kissed her, there's nothing wrong, that's his wife. We don't looking for tradition or follow the tradition. So what happened is, after he married this, he said she's her face so beautiful. And one day he told me, she went to the kitchen and I went to their escape in the kitchen actually to kiss her or something like this. And he discovered that the woman, subhanAllah, he claimed that the woman, she are very, very hairy woman. Hairy woman. Too much around the neck, in her body, everything. So he said, he make me like feel like sad, very sad. I don't like actually the woman to have this quantity of the hair. I told him, technology today, the girl, she could go someplace and they dye the hair and they clean all her body. He said, but I cannot do it anymore. He became like my heart closed after I discovered that. This is a disease, we need to deal with it. We need to study in order to avoid any problems in Islam. Therefore, both of them must be clear. Come back to our question. The girl, she did not give herself to her husband for 1 year. And she's still virgin. You know, because there is a problem from the beginning. Some of the girl, normally, when she became in privacy with a strange man, she never seen him before, and sometimes the family member taking place. The family member sometimes saying, I need you to marry this man. She doesn't love him. There is no any relation, but the father sometimes, he is a stubborn. I need you to marry this person. He told the man, I need you to marry this girl. Family members sometimes they get involved without looking for they accept each other or not. This is a big problem too. A big problem, because al-qalb wa ma hawa, it's upon the heart of the woman, it's upon the heart of the man. We have to clear it. I'm not going to marry your father. I'm not going to marry actually so and so. La. Both of them, they must al-jawazu tawafuq. They accept each other. And in also, if we're looking for the marriage, number one, they have to be closer to each other in education. Cannot a Sheikh Ali, somebody actually, your daughter has like a master degree, and she complete her education, and you bring somebody because it's your relative, and what's his job? He's selling something, was whatever, actually, with respect of all the work. Work is halal. You work in halal in everywhere. It's nothing wrong with that. But you must bring both of them equal to each other in education, at least. You cannot bring a girl uneducated completely and you let her marry an educated man. You need actually to exchange the knowledge between each other. You cannot force your daughter to marry somebody who doesn't have what his education are. He finished junior high. That is the type of education. So when you put them together later on in marriage, there's a problem will be what the Sheikh Abu Rashid has done. Because they are not equal to each other. The man has a top education. The girl, she has a top education. Doctor. It's came to you in this masjid. Came in this masjid. What happened is, the girl, she finished her education as a doctor. She studied medicine. And what happened is, her father forced, because he said, you have to marry somebody from my community. Without mentioning which community is. You must marry the person from my community. And what happened is, he got somebody, actually, he worked like a mechanic, in mechanic job. And he let her force her to marry this. يا أخي what is the mechanics has up with respect. It's halal job, alhamdulillah. We don't talk about that, but we're talking about both of them. They are fit for each other or not. So the girl, she almost sent the message for me, told me, Sheikh, what happened is I'm going to sew aside because my father, he forced me to marry. I don't love him. He doesn't carry education like me. So subhanAllah, I have no idea what kind of father this. Because he's selfish. Your daughter, she has to choose. You bring some people for her all the time to see. I don't like that. Until she pick up one. Because her heart open for this person. But you cannot bolt them together. Because sometimes the people, the family member, they're looking for money. I'm a mechanic. He has like two buildings. He owns two buildings. You understand? He has a shop, mechanic shop, and he make a lot of money. You understand? If she looking for somebody like her, maybe he's not gonna good half. What salary? What kind of salary he gonna make? So people sometimes they concentrate and focus too much financially. لا يا أخي. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he put a rule for us, both of them. Number two, why is a girl she refused the man for 1 year, brother Shawkat? He couldn't touch her. She's scared, she's shouting, the girl, for 1 year. I was in a big meeting around me about, they bring the whole community, about 35 people, 40 people, around me in a big hall to find a solution for this girl. 1 year, and the girl, she's still, and she's screaming, she's scared. You know what? Because sometimes, actually, the husband also, in the first night, brother Dan Salami, He's not delicate. He's not soft. So sometimes, actually, when they became in privacy like this, maybe he did something, he made the girl to scare from him. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Your messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال لا ترتموا على نسائكم كالبهائم. Don't jump over your woman. It's like a cattle. You know, the cattle will jump over the woman. So sometimes the brother are not educated. You have to learn how to be delicate, soft, nice with the girl. This is the first time, this is the first night, you cannot go and jump, boom, like this actually. And some of the people also, some of the people, the man are selfish. When he got whatever he wants, he doesn't care about the girl. The girl, she enjoyed or not. It's me. It is me only. We have to deal with this case, ya akhi, because the community needs to be, everybody to be clear. Sometimes the husband are selfish. He got whatever he wants. In a few minutes, and that's it. Go to hell. I don't want the exact. So she doesn't care about the girl. She enjoyed or not enjoyed. She is a human. She need also to complete this process. She need also to enjoy this relation. But sometimes the man are selfish. Sometimes the woman also. Personally, problem back home with one of my family members. The woman, she works, wake up 5 o'clock in the morning and she go to her job. And she come back by 5 o'clock, she start to cook, clean, everything. She became very tired. And her husband finishes work 1 o'clock in the night. And when he come back 1 o'clock in the night, he come what? He need actually to enjoy it too, 1 o'clock. And the woman is almost dead. She wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, and she became very tired, clean the house. She has 5 children. And in the end, he came in the night here. I was in a meeting too. The woman complained to me. She told me, a sheikh. I said, what? He said, 1:30 in the night, 2 o'clock in the night, I still have 3 hours to go to my shop. And he came to me and he told me, wake up. I said, what you need from me? He said, wake up right now. He said, what? Come and exactly clean my back. I am going to take a shower. Allah! 2 o'clock in the night, doesn't actually look for the woman, she's tired or not tired. So the relation between the husband and wife, it should be corrected. Should be working together. Yes, ya akhi, subhanallah, you are coming from your one who call, he go to start his work in afternoon, and he finish in the midnight. And when he come back, the other one, she start 5 o'clock in the morning to wake up and to go to her job and do everything for her children, and this is not working. And then he complain also, my wife, I don't enjoy it anymore. She actually became like very cold. She doesn't so and so. This is again a problem. So the relationship must be cleared. We need to educate the girl. The responsibility will be over who? Who gonna educate the girl? She gonna come and ask the father? La. Who is the best one to educate the girl? Mother. Mother, she must sit with her because our culture are very close. I remember I was 17 years old, Brother Shaukat, and when I came to my mother and I told her, Mom, can I ask a question? I said, what? He said, I came from where? How I came to this life? She told me, we found you in the front of the orphan place. She doesn't want to explain anything. She doesn't want to explain to me anything. You know, because you find the age back home are very, very close society, and they don't educate the people. So the girl must be educated by the mother. The also, your son, if before he married, you go and sit down with him. You have experience now. Don't tell me you don't have experience with mama. So you have experience. You sit down with him before the marriage, and you tell him clearly, open the case with him clearly. Teach him. Because if you leave him, maybe some of our children get shy. They are embarrassing. So, like I remember one of the brothers, very, very religious person. He married a girl. And the girl, she's very also religious. MashaAllah. Both of them. So what happened is, the girl, she said, the brother get embarrassed to ask her, let's go to the bed. So what did he tell her? Here is the milk and tamar. Alhamdulillah, this is sunnah. The first night of marriage, you offer for your girl what Ya Sheikh Ali, you offer for her? Milk and tamar. Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right. She drink. He said, how about another cup? Can I give you another cup? Okay. She give another cup and more tamar. She told him, you're not going to give me the whole gallon. And then after that, what happened after that? SubhanAllah. Well, after that, he told her, how about if we stand to pray two rak'ah? Inshallah. We lead her in the salah and they pray two rak'ah. And then after he finished, can we pray another two rak'ah? She stood with him after again and she pray another two rak'ah. And after he finished, she told him, how about if she told him, we're not going to stay the whole night to pray for the hajjud. Ya akhi, I have right for you, my beloved. I have right for you. Then he encouraged him to take him actually to finish the operation. SubhanAllah. Some of the people got shy like this, especially the girl. The girl sometimes also, she is the one, she get embarrassed. So when the girl, she complain about this man, she's screaming because something maybe happened. He show his muscles, he jump over the girl like a cattle or the cow, and he made the girl scared from him. That's why maybe sometime the first night, Brother Shaukat, we leave them. What's wrong with this? You don't have to finish the operation at the first night. You could make it in another day until she got used to actually to deal, or she became familiar with you, she speak with her. That everything, because some of the brother also, we understand, the brother, he hold himself for 30 years, alhamdulillah, without committing zina, alhamdulillah. And when he saw exactly a flesh, he want to eat the flesh right away. SubhanAllah. So therefore, education for both of them are very important. Because don't complain later that your girl is scared from him. 1 year, he couldn't touch her. 1 year. Or maybe, in the other way, he is not a real man. Also, he has a problem. Would be that too? Because the girl, she's still virgin. And she swear her family member, she swear to her family member that already complete. She's sleeping by the drugs. They gave her a drugs to sleep. Why he did not take his right while she was sleeping? Maybe something wrong from him. Maybe the girl, he tried before with the girl a lot. He couldn't get the girl because some problem with the man. Problem with the man too. Therefore, any man who knows himself, fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and you don't feel that you have a problem, so you must go to the doctor. If you have any treatment and there is a hope for a treatment, go and marry. If you still have this problem, don't. And more than that, for your information, some cases I receive it, and we sit down also. You know, sometimes because men go through something calling when he was young for masturbation. If he became like greedy in masturbation all his life, at the time of marriage, he's going to have a problem.
You're going to have a problem.
Either he cannot process it, or number two, he confessed, and the girl, she doesn't have her right to enjoy it. He confessed.
You understand? So this is we have to deal with all these cases.
So we need to clear it, the relation in marriage. We need to fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Family member, they have to face the man who come if she has a problem, or the man if he has a problem, he has to face and say, I have so and so and so. If the girl accepted, alhamdulillah. If the girl, she said no, it's actually you cannot make this marriage at all.
We have to fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala in this relation. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to provide our children with a good husband. And we ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to provide our girls with a good husband. And we ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to provide our sons to have a good wife. In taqwa Allah azza wa jal. Allahumma taqabbalna bis salihin. I'afu an sayyatina inna kunna man al-zalimin. La tusallit alayna bidhunubina man la yakhafuka warhamna. Ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. Al-ahya'u minhum wal amwat. Wal muslimina wal muslimat. الأحياء منهم الأموات وحرصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل اللهم ابني لنا مسجد منهات اللهم يا رب اجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا بما تحب وترضى اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فاتبعون أحسنه وهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين وحرصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيت واكفنا شر خلقك نعوذ بك يا مولانا من شياطين الإنس والجن نعوذ بك يا مولانا من الفتن ما ظهر منها ما بطن اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحور أعداء الدين ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك وارحمنا واغفر لنا أجمعين أرحم الراحمين واربط على قلوب المؤمنين وانصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا سبحان الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم